dead soldiers who died in battle can't vote, obviously, but because of their sacrifices, you can vote. Think about that come next election time, because you want to kind of be the first in line at the ballot. Gun buy back programs. These are ran by, you know, left-wing wackos all over the country, in Canada and the United States, and they say, you know, we won't charge you and bring guns, and we'll give you money. And the interesting thing is the money they're giving you is your money. It's taxpayer money, and they're buying guns from you with your money. I mean, oh boy, is that reasonable? I guess if you're a commie, that's pretty dumb. Gun licenses now in Canada can be revoked if you have a mental illness or, you know, any kind of a significant delay, says an RCMP review, right? Well, here's what's going on. The RCMP just, they can't keep up. They shouldn't be in charge of this program anyway. And some people are waiting for a year or more to get their gun license. They've gone and taken the course and they're all excited and everything else. And a year later, they're still sitting there going to the mailbox all of the time. And that's not very good. And how do you fix that? Well, firstly, I think you got to have a little bit of organization within. The RCMP doesn't have anyone to govern it. It just doesn't. I mean, if you have somebody that you want to charge, somebody stealing from you, I recently had a situation like that. A girl worked for me. She stole a bunch of stuff. And the RCMP, by the time they get around to it, I mean, we'll all be old, right? It'll happen. They always do end up putting people in jail. I know of situations that girls have stolen 3 and 4 years earlier, and then they end up going to prison for 3 or 4 years. I mean, whoopee, but it's kind of poor performance. And I think as government employees, I think the government needs to put in place for their employees some timelines. I mean, they work for us. We pay for them right out of our taxes, and they should have a timeline to do something. If you don't get your gun license within 60 days, you get it for free. Something. There has to be a consequence. And that's the problem with the socialist system. There's no consequence ever. And now you've actually got people with mental illnesses and so on, because it works the other way, that have their licenses, and they have their guns, and maybe they've lost their mind, and it takes them a couple of years to even get to that. And then they don't get to it in time. The guy does a terrible thing with his gun, boomity boom, and now people are saying, we want more gun control. How about police control? How about business control? That's kind of what's needed. Okay, pupils at a school in England, Woodchurch High School. Socialism again. I mean, people are becoming dumbed down so much, they're even starting to accept some things. Some parents here even said, thank you. Pupils now have been banned from wearing expensive designer clothes to school because other kids were feeling poor, they think. And we can't have that. So students are no longer allowed to dress in jackets from Canada. The Canada Goose jacket, because they sell in this part of England for $1,280. And the ban is a part of the poverty proofing scheme that's going on. Poverty proofing scheme. I got a great idea. Stop paying all the teachers and they can show us what poverty is. Go live on the street somewhere. I mean, socialism in England and Canada, you know how they describe it. Let's all be equal as long as I have more. Okay, recently a woman, it's kind of a fun story. Let me share it with you at the end of the day. The other day I was in Los Angeles in the airport and a woman from a way away started running towards me, calling my name. And I thought, what's going on here? Who do you think she is? And she kept on. She finally got up to me and she handed me a dollar and she said, thank you so much. And she turned and ran away. And I'm kind of stunned. And then I looked at her and said, excuse me. And she said, it's for the book. And then I got it. And I have a kind of an eccentric thing I've been doing for a long, long time. I read a lot because I travel a lot and I might buy, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 books, I guess, a month maybe. And I always use a US dollar bill for a bookmark. That's just what I do. And eccentric, whatever. And then I give the book away. And often I give it to a stewardess or I give it to somebody on a plane sitting beside me. And I've done that forever. And this is the very first time I ever got a dollar back. Hey, just sharing. And she chased me all over. She was pretty too. But she gave me a buck. Y'all come back tomorrow. See ya.